Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Good morning, Kansas City.
Hey.
How are you doing, Hartzell?
Doing really good. How about you, Jordan?
I'm good. I'm good. Pounder is here with us.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, you need that voice right before you get on.
I usually do, though. Is that better?
Yes.
Give him more credit. He's also traveling. My boy's got a lot of hats he's got to wear today.
Well, it's funny that you defend him right now.
Oh.
Because I have a little clip from yesterday's show.
Okay.
For you, Hartzell.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to play this from yesterday's show.
Okay.
Probably about at the same exact time. Really love that Barnes Courtney song.
I'm a sucker for nostalgia, so just throw in all the cheap pops and I'm going to go off for it.
Can I ask you to do a report of everything that he lists off at the end of that song?
Oh, and then the actual year?
Yes.
Done and done.
All
I'm
right.
Writing that down as we speak.
Oh, I love being teacher.
Because, spoiler, Atari was not in 1999.
But it would be if you were born in the 2000s. You'd just be like, that was all just the same.
I cannot wait to report on this tomorrow.
Me too. I'm proud of you.
I'm going to have a list for you tomorrow. Why'd I put deadlines on things? Why'd I put a hard date on that? What's wrong with me?
One more time, just the last part.
I cannot wait to report on this tomorrow.
Me too. I'm proud of you.
I'm going to have a list for you tomorrow. Well, funny you say that, Jordan, because I've got a list.
No, you don't.
Well, I found it's a list. It's not the list I was supposed to be preparing.
I just lost $5. I lost $5 because I bet that your exact answer was going to be...
Hold on. We just turned these mics on for the first time. I said today. I didn't say what time today. So we still got T-minus 4 hours.
Like, you're going to be busy doing the rest of the show with me. You don't have time to do a full report on the end of the song of Barnes Courtney 1999.
I promised you yesterday, so I have to produce. I mean, I still have plenty of time.
My money was on you saying me asking if you had done that, and your exact answer was going to be, I sure didn't.
I sure did not. What do we talk about? What do we say about deadlines? They are just exercises in intellectual aspirations. That's all. We gave it the college try.
Now, did you give it any try?
Yeah, I got this list right here.
That list, Snow Cone made that list.
No, I think this is my list.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I have the same exact list. Why would I have the same exact list of your homework?
Because I printed it out for you, because I was reporting.
Got here before you. Pounder and I got here before you.
I was presenting you my findings. That's why I had to print you off some copies.
How did you do in school?
I was pretty good. I was good. I kissed so much ass. You know that.
Yes.
You know that.
I could see that.
I cheated on my ACT.
What? How?
I had a really, really lenient proctor. And by that, it was the lunch lady. And she...
That sounds like a lenient proctor.
She was. She was trying to get them extra hours, girl. And she very much did not care at all what we did. So I was like, Molly, move that shoulder, girl.
Now I want some chicken nuggets and mashed potatoes.
Chicken fried steak. Yeah, the surprise Salisbury steak.
Wow, because I was just about to forgive you because you used the term lenient proctor.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Friends. On 96.5 The Buzz.
So Hartzell is having a medical emergency.
I am having quite the time. God damn it. I'm going to get healthy one of these days.
Dude,
also, look at this. It's in the way now.
I'm bringing you to every doctor when your insurance kicks in. I'm bringing you to the gynecologist. I don't care.
Take me there. Take me there.
Yep, that's where we're going.
I need to work up, I'm sure.
What is this man doing here? Don't care. Make sure he's okay. Tell them what's going on.
Had a bit of a nosebleed.
Do you know how bad I am with blood?
Oh, I didn't actually. Is this not good for you? Because I have this tissue.
No, that's fine. But the shirt that you used as your Susie Homemaker ice pack,
yeah.
It's got red on it, and it looks like there's
no.
Like...
Oh, this is
I'm taking
gross.
A picture of this. Can I put this
of
on
course.
The internet?
Oh, this is so gross.
Hold on. I'm in portrait mode. Okay.
There we go. This is rough. Oh, I did...
It was like, oh, that's obviously.
This looks like a disaster, doesn't it? I apologize.
Oh, it looks like it's got this red on it that looks like a blood splatter.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's your nosebleed shirt.
It is now. I'm the product of being raised by nurses. So straight to the ice.
Is your mom a nurse?
She is. She sure is. My mom's a nurse. My grandma's a nurse. My great grandma was a nurse.
We're gonna have her in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, I'm down. You really stroked her ego because now she has to be back on the show now.
I just spoke to a ridiculously amazing woman, and I can't wait to meet her in real life.
Oh well, when she comes in, I'll have her bring in some non-blood-stained shirts.
Poundy.
Yes.
Are you okay with blood?
I'm fine with blood.
Ugh, sick.
Great vomit. I don't like vomit.
Ooh, yeah.
Can we focus on the buzz? Family creep, so that I don't have to.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Because my poor little buddy over there's nose bleeding. He's like, let's go. Continue. We're going to play. Yep. I'm checking right now. He's got
ice on head.
Ice on head.
Kleenex in nose.
I love the Kleenex. It like grazes the top of your microphone.
It's
already.
And I got it in my coffee.
Is he still handsome Hartzell?
Oh, yeah. Hashtag handsome Hartzell.
That kind of blew up yesterday. People were tweeting about Handsome Hartzell.
Oh, stop it, y'all.
Which is the truth. Which is, guess what?
Some more.
That's what I'm going to tag. That's what I'm going to hashtag this when I put the picture of you right now in the Buzz family Instagram story. But
thanks, Jordan. Thanks for that.
I love you. I'm trying not to pass out because.
Same, girl. Oh, same. Same.
2019 problems. I'm trying to not pass out.
That's true.
You know what? I need a minute. This one is for you, Hartzell.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on the Buzz.
You know, if I don't want to think about your bleeding nose, I probably shouldn't play that, but I am at this exact moment putting the picture up of you.
Can you give me a filter at least? Give me a filter.
You don't get a filter when you're bleeding from the nose.
Damn it.
Jeez, it's going to be up on our story in 30 seconds.
Is nothing sacred, Jordan? Is nothing sacred?
No, sir. Nothing is sacred.
Nope, not at all.
Nothing is sacred.
Just thought I'd ask.
But okay. It says, Jordan Silver, I can't do blood. I'm trying not to pass out right now. Hartzell, me too, girl. Me too. Actual conversation.
That's
and
true.
It is up on the story.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right, if you want to see exactly what Hartzell looks like right now with his blood shirt.
6 a.m. Already going through this at 6 a.m.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry, man. I'm bringing you to every doctor.
We should do a segment where we just bring in a doctor and I'd have a physical on air. Just like we'll figure out what the hell is wrong with this dude.
Yes. You know what? Anything to help you out here.
That'll work.
Anything to help you out. All right, Buzz Family Creep.
Let's creep.
Looking right now on Facebook, Chelsea posted a meme that said, being single for a long period of time is dangerous. Once you see how peaceful it is, you don't want to deal with people anymore.
So true right now.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what I'm, like, the thing I'm worried about. Like, I'm loving being single, and then you get
Now, how long have you been single? How long have you been single for?
What? It's 2019, right?
Yes, I think
so. 2019 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
No, Poundy and I like have been single around the same amount of time.
Oh, solidarity, huh?
Yeah. At one point, we were like, maybe we should just do it with each other.
It's like that. It's like that pack you make if by the age of like 45, if I don't have a kid or something, it's me and you.
P.S. But that's actually usually 30 for most people.
Okay.
And the girls that I've made those promises with have also said no.
See, I didn't want to mention 30 because I know you're past 30, so I didn't want to say it that way.
Why don't you read what's going on with the Buzz Family Creep bleeding Hartzell?
Okay. Okay. That's
a good one.
That's a really good one. Write that one down. This is my favorite because this describes, I think this describes all of us in this room. At Lexi Marie Graham, it is a picture of, I believe, her daughter, little baby girl, and she's just laying in the middle of the carpet in the hallway. Because she didn't want an apple slice. And hashtag reasons why my kid is crying. And I just think that's so on brand for us. He's like, nope, not today. Just going to lay in the middle of the floor, chalk it up to experience.
Laid like that in the floor here when Laszlo doesn't give me my way.
It's like that, Arrested Development where it has the Michael Cera just lays on the floor because he's just given up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. Just giving up.
Yesterday on Instagram, one of the Buzz family members, I was going through her story, and I saw this real quick. Tell me just your initial thought of what this actually is. Ready?
I would say that's a, what, pregnancy test?
Yeah.
Right. I did the same thing. I was like, girl, what? It is a pen.
Oh, just
she says, for my fellow pen snobs, these Pilot Acroball ballpoints are fire, and they're the best writing utensils I've ever used. But, and then okay. So I messaged her, and I was like, girl, what? And she goes, my current boyfriend and my ex-boyfriend both contacted me because they also thought it was a pregnancy test.
The ex, too. Ouch. Ouch. You know, props to her for posting a pin pic. Didn't expect to see that on my feed, but you know what? Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Ballpoint for life.
Yeah, and I really want to try these now. She said you can get them on Amazon.
Well, hey, you know us. We are a fine point family.
Yes, we're also an Amazon family.
We're a felt tip family around here. Ballpoint. None of that garbage. Let's see here. This is @Robin_A. You have the sweetest daughter, and I think you might be right because she got you a Valentine's Day ring, which I think is really pretty. Look at that. Super nice. You have no rings, I'm assuming. Nobody bringing you nothing? Maybe some flowers or maybe a cupcake or teddy bear or nothing. I know I can call somebody for you.
I'm going to die alone.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends on The Buzz.
I'm having like phantom nose right now.
It's like when, when the girl is pregnant.
I'm sorry, what? No, I'm not letting you say that on the air.
No, I'm talking about like sympathy weight. That's the same kind of deal.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing one of those like Urban Dictionary things.
Oh, no, we were
not. I just turned us all down.
Hey, I just got this job, so. We just got this job.
Oh,
so you got some phantom nose aches?
Yeah, I got some.
Did I put that in the world?
You did, but you're...
I got some ice.
Nope. Can you do something with that shirt?
I'll flip it around.
Please.
I think I'm done with that.
It looks like you were an extra on The Walking Dead. That's what this shirt looks like.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? That's gross. We're almost done. That's okay.
Pictures on the Buzz's Instagram story.
I think we're good to go. I think we're all set.
You're congealed?
Yes, Jordan, I'm congealed.
Good. God.
What is going on?
We've heard some really great... We got congealed. Pounder, you brought up lenient Proctor.
You did.
Was that me?
Yeah.
I don't have a vocabulary.
A vocabulary?
Okay. Oh, fun today.
Oh, this is the week.
Happy Tuesday, Jordan.
Happy Tuesday.
So that last break, that bummed me out, girl. That bummed me out. It's Valentine's Day in what, a couple days, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to extend an offer. If you want to come kick it with me in Asia, I know that, you know, if I had to guess, you probably, you know, don't have anything planned or anything. But we have options. And, you know, the best part about a tricycle is that third wheel. So you're invited. I don't want you to be by yourself.
No, that's... So nice of you. That was painful. How about this instead?
Okay.
I get to go on a date with Asia, your girlfriend.
Listen.
What?
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I would take her out to someplace nice. You're going to bring her stuff from the prize closet.
But I have plans. I have things.
Are you inviting me to that as well?
You can film it. Usually we'll flip the roles this time. You can film it. Usually I film it. What? But what I'm saying is I don't want you to be an extra in our whatever. I'm just saying I want to hang out with you on Valentine's Day so that we can make sure you're good to go. Because I'm not going to lie to you, Jordan. This has been, your love life is just heinous. Absolutely.
That's a word for it.
Just heinous.
Thank you. That's a word for it.
And I feel like I wouldn't be a good friend. I wouldn't be a good co-host if I let you go down like that. Because that is hard to watch. So with that being said, the offer's open. Come hang out. I'll bring my shirt.
No. Pounder's going to be gone.
He's flying back
to Seattle. Actually, wait. My cousin's coming to town for Valentine's Day. My cousin and I are spending Valentine's Day together.
Call in reinforcements. There we go, Jordan. Call in the reinforcements.
My first cousin. Okay, so let's let's take all the attention off of me and put it on to the Buzz family right now.
Okay.
Because
look at you deflecting. Okay.
Oh my God. I bet my therapist is listening right now. I don't want to look at my phone. My first cousin is coming to town for Valentine's Day.
Hey, listen.
We're going to spend Valentine's Day together. What is this, the 1800s?
Ain't nothing
Are
wrong with that.
Windsors? Yeah.
Are we Windsors?
Because they marry their cousins.
So we got an offer to video you in Asia with Jordan. And your first cousin is coming. I want the OnlyFans. What is your OnlyFans page? I want to see these videos.
This can be messy. Just a mess.
Somebody else do this. Somebody else do this. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry on the air so about how sad my life is.
Jordan's going to strategize on ways to put her life back together. And we're going to give away some tickets. Rainbow Kitten Surprise will be here, tomorrow? Maybe you guys can find a date for Jordan for this show. If you want some tickets.
I'm bringing my first cousin.
Let's be the 13th caller. 576-7965.
Listen, and it isn't when you're talking for your name's sake. Jesus, Mary, Magdalene, you are. Are you okay?
She's listening. You're listening to Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Stop hitting the table.
I like this song.
I'm mad at you. How's your morning going?
Pretty good so far. It's early.
Yes, it is very early, isn't it? Are you not normally up at this time?
I usually am, but it's still early.
I completely agree with you, sir. Do you have plans for Valentine's Day? Do you have a Valentine?
Yes, I do have a Valentine. I don't really have too many plans, though. Not for during the week.
Okay.
I do have plans for the weekend.
Well, then you and your sweetheart can definitely go to check out Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Sold out show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
What's going on here?
What's happening?
Ooh. Yeah. God, that's still so damn loud.
What's happening?
In music news, 20 million people watched the Grammys on Sunday. 20 million watched. And the female Grammy winners went up 82%.
Hells yeah.
It felt like a lot more women last time.
And we'll get more. Yep. We'll get more.
Gerard Way, in a recent interview, said that the reason that My Chemical Romance broke up was because they, quote, weren't having fun anymore. Which, that's a good reason to break up with your band.
Did they ever have fun?
It looked like they did.
Did you have fun listening to
it? Back in the day, a lot of people had fun listening to it.
Okay. Were they ever okay?
Oh, nice.
That was really good. That was really clever.
Yes.
Sorry. That was
good. Yes.
Points.
At 11 o'clock, I can't do that music anymore. At 11 o'clock this morning, Jeremy has a concert announcement.
And, oh, she does?
Yeah. She, read your damn email.
I know. Whoops.
Jeremy has a concert announcement, and it's a band, actually a bunch of bands that actually play the guitar. So it's going to be very exciting.
I'll look it up.
A guitar show.
Actual rock and roll?
Actual rock and roll show that she's going to be announcing at 11 o'clock.
I'm down with all of that. So, local, kind of national. It's got a local slant to it. You guys remember Kareem Hunt? That dude? Kind of the worst, you know, kicking women, got caught on tape, dummy. Well, he's got a job because football.
What it does is we've done our extensive research, and at the end of the day, in terms of doing our research, we came away that the act was egregious. He is extremely remorseful for that moving forward. And I've always believed that it is important moving forward to, if a person wants to better themselves moving forward and be a better person, I'm willing to give them a chance.
So enough of that. That's John Dorsey. He used to be our GM too. So got a local, got a connection there. Yeah,
does he want to be better?
No! Homeboy just got caught like a few months ago. Are you kidding me? And by the way, go Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude, I mean, I wish him the best. I hope he does better. Don't be a garbage human, but like, that seems real soon. But football, we knew he'd get a job. Let's just be real. We knew he'd get a job.
Oof.
Wish him the best in his future endeavors. F off. Back to you.
Okay, so in national news, according to the CDC, there's a 60% chance that the worst part of the flu season has still yet to come.
Was that nosebleed earlier? That was an introduction?
Oh, I'll kill you. I'll murder you. October 31st to March 31st is flu season. So wash your bleep hands.
Please. We got some national news. In fact, this actually just broke as I was coming in. We may have a deal to avoid a shutdown, friends.
Oh, can we please?
The government.
Poor workers.
The government might still be working. I guess we'll find out because we may have a deal.
A congressional aide told Reuters the tentative deal provides $1.37 billion to build 55 miles of border fence, but no money for a border wall.
So there you go. That's a big debate. So it looks like the big kicker is that Trump wanted 5.7 for that BS wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for. Well, we're going to give him, in this deal, looks like 1.375. So we'll see if he agrees to it. He may not. This could all be for nothing because 2019, because that. So that's your news. Back to you.
All right.
He just end?
We were watching the Westminster Dog Show last night, which we are going to get into because it was amazing and it's still on tonight. One of the dogs was named Trump, and the announcer spent about 10 minutes explaining that this dog was not named after Donald Trump, but the Trump card, because it's a dog show.
Do you know how hard it is for me? I'm a wrestling fan. Do you know how hard it is for me to defend? Donald Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame, y'all.
I didn't know that.
Do you know how he was one of the featured matches at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, the billionaire shave the head thing.
It's hard for me.
You watch wrestling, Poundy?
I used to, yeah.
Jordan, life is wrestling. How many times like I tell you this?
And in other news, Fisher-Price, Trump, Wall, adult news, me, Fisher-Price. Fisher-Price is recalling Power Wheels Barbie campers because it can still keep going when you take your foot off the pedal.
Oh.
Yeah. But, I mean, my first car did that, so, right?
So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We keep saying that.
Damn straight.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
Are you with me?
Harmony
Hall.
We love
you, Kansas City.
Vampire Weekend.
And now the clap starts.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz.
Wayne, thank you so much for being out here. We love you, Kansas City.
That is not how Vampire Weekend sounds.
This is just generic band.
Got it.
Says thanks.
Got it. Do you think that Ezra Koenig is part of this group?
Oh, obviously. His name's Ezra. He's got to be in that group.
You think so?
That's all it takes.
I mean, it's a name for the enlightened.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe that they are getting a hold of me through my Instagram DM.
I can't believe you're not already in this thing.
Well,
I could so see it.
Me being in the Illuminati?
I could so see it.
Already?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
See, you're someone to feel like you slide in there.
What?
Oh, did you throw the diamond up? Look at you.
Maybe.
You're someone I feel like you slide in there real subtly, and then you kind of destroy it from within. And now all of a sudden, like, whoa, how did Jordan Silver become president of this group? That's how you are.
The sliding in and then the destroying from within
is
every single one of my relationships.
See? Tried and true.
Very good at that.
See?
The sliding in. Well, that's what the Illuminati did to me. I posted this on Saturday at 5:13 p.m.
How did they find you?
Instagram DM.
Oh, yeah.
I was Instagram DM'd by the Illuminati.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Can I read you?
Yes, you sure will.
And I put it up on my Instagram story this weekend, and people just were so excited. They're like, how do I get in? I want to do this. So, verbatim.
Okay.
I'm going to read this verbatim.
Okay.
Hello. Greeting to you.
There we go.
From the Great Illuminati. Are you interested in joining the Great Illuminati Society to become rich? No periods, by the way. No periods. If yes, get back to me now so I can proceed in giving you the steps and procedures to join the great family.
I mean, I think you're in.
Well, so that was 5:30 in the afternoon on Saturday because it's me. Respond back 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Yes, what do I do? And so the Illuminati asks this, quote, so where are you from, brother?
LOL.
You can be a woman in the... Shut up.
Yeah.
All right. So then on Sunday at 3, about 12 hours later, me, I am in Kansas City. Do you have a chapter here? With the Illuminati responded, okay. So how old are you, brother? I said 20.
No. Hulk Hogan?
Let me tell you about the Illuminati, brother.
If he's the head of the Illuminati, I'll let you know. I'll let you all know.
Just abort.
So how old are you, brother? So then I decided maybe I should lie a little bit. So sure. I said 28.
Sure, why not?
What about you? I said 28. What about you? And then their response is, the Illuminati's response, so do you have the What's Up app? I said, I don't. Then they said, okay, so can you download it up now?
Be careful. That thing is scum on that app. It's awful. It's just scum and villainy on that app. Be careful.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
It is gross.
So can you download it up now? So can you mm-hmm. download mm-hmm. it up now?
Man, what a walk that was.
Right.
What was that?
So you, but you know what? The Illuminati, from what I understand, you know, there's old and wise people. Perhaps they don't know, you know. Once you say download, you're good. Download. Can you download it now?
I'm still on board, to be honest with you.
Here's the last part.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if I should do this. We'll have the text line. Text us in. Yes or no, if I should continue with this. Because if I download the WhatsApp app,
download it up.
Up and down. If I download it up and down, I can be, quote, linked with the Grand Master who will get you into the great Illuminati Brotherhood today. Brotherhood, two words.
Wow.
And there's the first period of the whole entire DM.
You're so excited. You mean the Grand Master.
Should I continue with this?
Absolutely.
All I have to do is download an app.
That's easy. The barriers of entry are super low.
There's no way. There's no way that this is a scam.
No, no chance.
This is how people probably get into the Illuminati. Pounder, who are some famous people that are in the Illuminati? This is, it's a secret society.
A Grand Master, Jordan?
Yeah, how do you feel about hearing that there's a Grand Master of anything?
I feel like that's big time. Okay. Again, we're trying to work our way to the top.
So it's known Britney Spears used some featured Illuminati symbolism in her videos, Work Bitch. I Wanna Go.
Which, by the way, I'm sorry, that is some of the greatest lyrics of all time. You want a car? You want a hot body? You want a Maserati? You better work, bitch. I mean, come
on. Want a Maserati? Want a Illuminati?
Yeah.
Oh! Ayo! Ayo!
I just got goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I'm bringing you with me into the Illuminati.
I'm already there, girl.
You are? Are you the one that sent me this? Stop doing the triangle.
What up, Jay?
You can't do that triangle unless you're part.
You're going to do it for this one, Jay.
You want a hot body? Part of the Illuminati? You better give me all your money.
Remix.
Who else?
It's known the 2013 Kardashian Christmas card is full of Illuminati symbolism.
Oh, yeah.
You just know that off the top of your head, Hartzell?
Yes, we do that all the time. That's part of a handbook.
What does the 2013 Kardashian Christmas card look like?
Got a big old ass on it. Big old butt.
Please keep going.
That
please keep going, Poundy.
Big old butt.
I did not know this, but Beyonce's Super Bowl performance, she used the diamond hand symbol.
Oh, yeah. We still show that video in the recruitment videos we use.
For the Illuminati?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that you're down. I know that, like, you basically run this city. You do.
How do you think that happened, Jordan? That doesn't just come overnight.
Because you're, I don't know, a member of the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
The one I found.
Okay.
Adolf Hitler.
See, we don't claim him. We don't claim him no more.
That's interesting to me.
I don't want to be part of that.
No, we retconned him years ago. Don't worry about it.
He's written out of it.
Oh, yeah.
This is the new Illuminati.
Yes, yes.
Hey, you know, I know a lot about my favorite artist of all time, but I don't know if she's in the Illuminati.
I have not found her name yet.
Is this my way to finally get to her?
You should send that. You should copy and paste what you got from the Illuminati.
Yep.
Send that to Taylor, and then you guys can do this together.
Santa never gave me her phone number. I have no direct contact with Taylor. In fact, I have letters to cease and desist trying to contact Taylor Swift. So as I wear a Taylor Swift t-shirt to this radio show that we do on an alternative station in Kansas City, Missouri.
All rules are off because the Illuminati.
You're right. Okay. All right.
We got plenty of room for you. We do.
What about me?
Pounder, come on in, man. We're good.
Just do the symbol.
Oh,
that's our code to get into the door. Just throw that diamond up.
All right, so I think I'm going to continue.
You better.
What's the text line say? Is there anything?
Well, the text line says that it's a serial killer and
Ted Bundy.
I think so.
The ghost of Ted Bundy.
The ghost of Ted Bundy's Illuminati. Yeah, and everyone's saying they're going to die. So maybe don't do it.
Maybe. All I have to do is download an app.
They said that, this is how people get kidnapped. Let's see here.
Hey, maybe I'll get kidnapped for Valentine's Day and I'll actually have something to sell. I won't be so alone.
You and the Illuminati loving in the chapel, because I'm sure we do have chapels. I know that. Almost slipped up there because I know these things. We have chapels and we have print material.
You want a hot body?
I want a hot body.
You want a Maserati?
Want that Maserati.
What was the next line? I forgot.
We get it from the Illuminati.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends. In the morning. On 96.5 The Buzz.
So stupid. Do it again. Put it closer to the mic. So dumb. Did you just do that?
I just downloaded a cat piano so I could play Trampoline by Shade.
Meow, 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 meow. What key is that in?
F.
Oh, okay. F for feline. Is that it?
Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
Meowmix should use that now.
I'll stop now.
Thank you.
Now, I'll stop now. Ugh. Somebody, actually, take this away from me.
Yep.
I won't stop.
Yep.
I can't stop.
Well, then I'll start.
Rerun things. Things don't run, wait. Okay, so while you guys were smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a dirty smoker.
Mm-hmm.
You're both dirty smokers.
Cigarette daydream.
I was downloading a cat piano. I am going to die alone.
We're very different types in the studio.
Did I get a text?
No,
I'm just admiring Blanche.
Thank you.
Aw.
So while you guys were gone, we got enough texts for people to say that I need to continue with this Illuminati thing.
Yeah, no, this is a big deal.
So
this is our in.
I went to Google questions, and I typed in, how does the Illuminati normally contact you to join? And so there's a response from the user ill_grandmaster69.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
I mean, ill Illuminati grandmaster.
Uh-huh.
Probably somebody already took that.
I mean, he's a big wig, a mover and shaker in the Illuminati community.
Also, this has been going on for a very long time. This is like an ancient thing.
Oh,
an
I
ancient
know. They,
group. So
they told me that part of orientation.
So maybe this, the current one is the 69th
is that
grandmaster of the Illuminati. But the response to how does the Illuminati normally contact you to join, the response from Google Answers was, the Illuminati will normally contact possible new members through grammatically erroneous DMs on Instagram. So.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So this is legit.
No way.
Legit-ish.
So I am 99% sure that this is real.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I have been contacted by the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah.
But just in case. Just in case. Because, you know, there's that 1%. I watch Forensic Files. I know what to do. I'm going to use a code name. I'm not going to give them my real name.
Okay, no, that's honestly, it's probably a smart move.
So what do you think about this?
Okay.
Jordan with an A. Jordan.
Jordan.
Gold. That's going to be my Illuminati name.
Jordan Gold.
Yeah.
Man, that's your porn star name. What are you talking about?
No.
Jordan Gold.
Well, give me my cat piano back.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
I knew the music was going to get loud.
That one wasn't bad. Is that the same one?
No, it's a different one.
That's a different one, right?
But they like sing on it, so.
That was not terrible.
See? What is this? A club? Entertainment news, though. There's a lot of entertainment news. I would just like to start out with Handmaid's Tale. It's coming back on June 5th.
Oh!
Handmaid's Tale. Best show on TV. Coming back. June 5th, under his bleeping eye.
Hey, real quick. So we've moved past the books, right? So this now is like new content?
I don't know how to read.
Because it's a book first, right?
Right.
Okay.
But I don't know. Because okay. I definitely don't read.
Okay.
So
I have to start that show.
You haven't watched it?
I know.
Oh, you won't be the same. That's the show. It's painful. Have you watched it, Poundy?
I haven't watched season 2, but I am through season 1.
Oh, it's painful.
Really? I mean, we're kind of living it now.
Exactly. That's why it's painful. It could be a reality.
Okay. I need to start it. I'll start it.
One of the best shows that I've ever seen. And hilarious when I was in L.A. at the Taylor Swift show, going in the back to going in the snake pit to the side. This was back in May. And I look over and someone else was getting a pit wristband for Taylor Swift. And it was the guy who plays Nick.
On the show?
On the show.
Hey, okay.
And the show was still on. So it was just funny because I was like, I look at him because he's got that like mole okay. right here on his cheek. And I was like, are you Nick from Handmaid's Tale? And I go, yeah. I mean, he goes, yeah. And then I was like, cool, good show. But then like 15 minutes later, we're bouncing around to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, now you're crying. He's crying. It's fine. It's fine.
It was a beautiful moment. Nick from Handmaid's Tale. So Handmaid's Tale coming back June 5th on Hulu.
Awesome. I got some news. Speaking of coming back, speaking of coming just in general, the word.
Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
Give me a second because it's going to get there. Guess what's being brought back? Coming to America, the sequel.
I want a woman that's going to arouse my intellect as well as my loins.
Where will you find such a woman?
In America.
Yes. Yes. It's back, Jordan. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall. People say I look like Arsenio Hall. I get that a lot. Hit me with the digits. Yeah. No, it's TBD, but it is officially in production.
I wonder if it's coming before or after June 5th when Handmaid's Tale comes back on Hulu.
Man, what a week that would be. What a week.
It's like June 5th, Handmaid's Tale comes back on, and then the 7th is Billie Eilish. Blessed be the fruit.
Blessed be that fruit. Were you a Coming America girl?
Oops.
Jordan, were you a fan?
No, but I'm going to watch it with you.
Gotta let that soul grow.
Can I show you something?
Yeah, what you got?
Well, actually, can I tell you something first?
Okay.
I didn't know that Katy Perry had a shoe line.
Oh, yeah. You saw this story, huh? Jesus.
What?
I don't know, Jordan. I don't know. Look. I know.
Ugly.
I know.
Well, besides being ugly, it's hella racist.
Yes.
Oh, it's blackface. Yeah.
Blackface on a shoe. And now it's Blackfoot.
Blackfoot.
Jesus. What are we doing? Hey, just real quick. Blackface is not good, y'all. It's not good.
And then even if she were to try to even say that perhaps it wasn't blackface, the only other color it comes in
is
whiteface.
It's white.
But I mean, like tan face.
Look at that.
So the shoe got pulled. Katy Perry has a shoe that has a face on it. It's horrible. It looks like Wilson from Castaway.
Castaway. Okay. Only in blackface.
But
it's
in blackface. So that's gone.
So it's more like a hockey puck kind of deal.
Yeah.
For a hockey situation.
Yep.
It's just, can we stop? It's dehumanizing. It's just not good. It's blackface.
For
stop
crying
it.
Crying out loud.
And Halloween doesn't count either. Anyway.
You hear that?
Yes. What's that poll?
One third of Americans. Although, here's something, though. I did statistics. I took statistics. Were you polled?
I wasn't polled on this one.
I wasn't polled. Were you polled?
That's a negative.
You're always supposed to take those kind of polling things with a giant rock.
You would
of
say
salt.
That, but have you watched the news?
I agree. I understand. Right? I understand completely. But in reality, maybe it's not that many people.
Yeah. And I don't know. This isn't my soapbox, but just do a little, just do a Google search. And I think you would have a very different, I think you come away with a little bit of a different takeaway if you did just a surface level dive.
Mm-hmm.
Look up Sammy Davis Jr. There you go. That's all I got to say about that.
Yep. Did you hang out with your girlfriend last night?
I did not last night.
In other news.
Day before.
In other news, I saw that she tweeted that she was watching the Fire Festival documentary.
Yeah, she
did. You watch it?
I did not. She moved on to the Hulu one, too. She's big on that right now.
Yes. Well, Fire Festival founder, Poundy, say that fast 3 times.
Fire Festival founder.
Oh, that's easy.
Fire Festival.
There we go. All right, cool.
Oh, got him.
The Fire Festival founder, Billy McFarland, damn, I should have just kept going, has been ordered to pay back nearly $3 million to a sponsor of the Fire Festival. And remember that this guy in a documentary, after he gets out of jail for all the Fire Festival things, he's on bail, he then starts trying to sell more fake tickets to an event. So I'm just saying, Billie Eilish is sold out. Billie Eilish is sold out. And I don't even know if anybody's ever going to get to meet her. So if that pops up on Craigslist, perhaps it's Billy McFarland.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver in France.
I'm going to make it through this.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to. And I'm not going to say vulgarity is no substitute for wit. Actually, I'm going to preface this. I'm going to preface the next 5 minutes of our lives together, Buzz family, as vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
Listen, this is a facts-only conversation. We're just reading back. We're just playing it back. Run it back.
Poundy.
Yes.
Do you feel comfortable enough to tell all of Kansas City your sexual preference?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Gay.
Okay.
Check.
Okay.
Points.
Hey, you're the odd man out.
I'm a minority again. Damn it.
Damn. Didn't think of it that way. Thank you for that.
All right. Hey, we're in this together.
Well, you both like girls, so I need to be for the girl listeners who like men, gay listeners who like men, anyone who likes men.
And we appreciate beautiful men on the show. Game recognized game. I am not too big to say that.
I love a hot, hunky man.
Give me that man meat.
That sounded so fake. Well,
but didn't it? I know.
Like a big, hunky man.
So when my friends come to town, my guy friends come to town that are gay, I swear, when they have their damn phone in their hands all the time, they're on Grindr.
Jesus.
It's like the gay pastime. When you go to a new city, you always open up Grindr and see what's going on.
Right. This is known.
I have so many questions.
Just start.
Because I have heard Grindr is just lawless. Just a little swampy in there.
Oh, that swamp is dirty.
Okay, so what do you have? Because I'm assuming that people have hit you up.
Explain how the app works first.
Okay, yeah. So start from ground zero.
So you open the app. It'll give you about 50 guys that are near you.
Okay. Damn!
By the foot. By the foot.
How close they are?
It started because I showed Jordan this guy last night who is...
That's a pretty man.
So hot.
How many abs do you need to have?
There's at least 7 in there.
Let me see one more time. Let's see.
He has an odd number of abs.
I don't know.
It's always some pretty light-skinned dudes.
But he's 1,000 feet away. So
how
it tells
far
you.
Is 1,000 feet? I don't know.
It's less than a mile. A mile's 5,280.
So do you think he works in this building?
he's somewhere close.
He don't work here. Mm. Trust me, I know the black folks in this building. It's like 3 of us. He ain't here. I'm just saying.
It wasn't me.
This is a facts-only conversation.
Just say it wasn't you.
But 19 minutes ago, I got a hi, need a BJ?
Damn it.
16 minutes ago?
What does it say?
Hi, need a BJ?
It's 8:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. What?
What's your answer?
I am from Seattle, so we're passive aggressive and not answer anything.
Oh,
no wonder.
Left to be desired. I like that. Yeah.
No wonder.
That's right. Make them work for it. You don't get free shows, Pounder.
Yeah. I'm trying to censor you over here with my car horn.
Well, this one you might want to get ready.
Turning your couch.
Let us all get ready for this.
Yesterday at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, sorry. Getting ready.
Preemptive horn.
JH is what his...
I'm sorry. You can read. I apologize. Pardon me.
It was a very classy line.
Okay.
Looking for an ass to pound?
At 8:30 in the morning?
Damn, Daniel.
Where are you getting this from? At 8:30, we're already trying to pound some ass.
All right.
God,
they're not calling it that anymore.
People are going to work. This is drive
time. Yes, they are.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Exhausting.
What did you say to him?
I didn't say anything. What?
Okay.
I understand Grindr is just a hookup app. But can you just say, hello, how are you? Don't
simple
open the conversation with... Looking for an ass.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, you can't start with these things like Witcher Fly already down. I mean, where is the effort?
Maybe that was the effort. Maybe we live in a Twitter world where you put a whole thought out there and it's only 160 characters.
That's a good point.
But do straight people and lesbians have a hookup app?
I had Tinder. I used to crush Tinder, but man, I had to put in so much more work than that.
No, lesbians just want to be in a relationship.
Right.
And I don't know, at least for me, you had to shoot a lot of shots and you try to cast a big net and maybe you get somebody that might want to hang out. That's just, again, it's 8:30 on a Tuesday.
Oh, you would be sending them.
I would be sending them, yes.
If you weren't very happily in a relationship with...
Hey, did the same with her.
Wow.
The Hartzell method.
So you want to be loved first?
Well, I mean, just... Ask me how I'm doing first. is that so hard? I mean, never mind.
There it is. How many since you've been here? You've been here for 2 days?
Yeah. Oh, someone just tapped me.
Jesus!
Oh, you get a tap. You can get a tap. So it's
trying to tap, that's for sure.
So it's not quite a message, but they just tap you.
So they're like, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me looking at you. Oh, isn't that a song?
It's like a like. Like they can like you.
Oh, yeah, they like
you. Got it. That's pretty passive aggressive. Do you do that?
No.
Oh.
It's a lot of the cocky, jockey, like really hot guys on there, like in their little profile.
With their seven abs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, don't tap me. I don't answer taps.
Oh.
So you're like, calm down.
Yeah.
You may be hot, but.
So, Pounder, I feel like you're someone who doesn't. You don't reach out. You let them. You're at the point now where they need to come to you.
They come to me.
Whoa, Poundy. I did not know you were so. Can you? You're staying with me. can you let me know so that Blanche and I can go out on a date or something?
Just put your headphones on.
Put the headphones on.
He's got headphones, too. You're going to break that air mattress. It's got a headboard.
It makes all the difference. What are you talking about?
All right, what do I
put? Put that on your profile. I'm in town with a headboard. Maybe that'll work. That'll play.
Okay.
When the headboard a knocking.
Because you have to make this work. You can't just do a drive-by visit and not, you know, hit up the app.
It's more like entertainment now.
Mm. We were with our friend Nick and...
Oh, I love Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
Maybe you should hit tap on Nick.
Excuse me. That is our friend Nick.
Well...
Well, at least he has his own place, thank God.
He can be tapped.
But we were with Nick, and they were looking through, because they are both gay, and they were both looking through the people that had tapped / contacted Pounder, and one of them was Nick's neighbor.
Oh!
Like, that's my neighbor!
Oh, yes! All in the family.
Yeah!
Oh, I just love... I you know what? Listen, I never used the app, but I feel like would have maybe had a little bit better play on that. Because this sounds exciting. Exhausting.
You would be like, you would get more than just the BJ and ass to pound one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Pounder. Okay.
What's it called? How you do? Is it an
no,
R?
Yeah, this is the last time we ever talk about anything like this.
This sounds exciting.
I'm playing a song called.
I'm about to play this app. I'm about to play this tap game. You know what I'm saying?
What's that 1975 song that would fit?
Six.
Can you find the song?
I hate you.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
What is about to come out of my mouth now is not going to help with Laszlo's theory that I'm a conservative. But on this show, we do both sides of the coin. So I just want to say one thing to you guys and to the Buzz family, that there is what you were talking about before this break, and then there's abstinence. Okay? Abstinence is the simple, free way to prevent pregnancy. Abstinence is the only 100% effective way to avoid pregnancy and STDs.
You would know all about that. Look at you using this. I'm a proponent of abstinence.
Abstinence!
I just can't get laid.
Abstinence! I am looking at the benefits, waiting for the right one.
Oh, is that it?
Waiting for the right partner. Enjoy your partner's company without having to deal with all the other stuff that comes with it.
You're finding yourself.
You can focus on school, your jobs, or your hobbies. Follow your personal, moral, or religious beliefs.
God, she's got no game at all, huh?
Get over a breakup.
No game.
Heal from the death of a partner.
Ain't nobody died.
Follow your doctor's advice, right? During and after sickness and infection. Nope, that didn't happen.
Infection.
Don't lie, Jordan.
So, there's Grindr, and then there's abstinence.
Jordan.
What?
Enough! Enough! We got Pounder, the Pounder Power Hour over here.
Hmm.
You got me. Doing whatever the hell I do, and you, there's no excuses anymore.
Sister Mary Jordan.
No.
Abstinence.
Boo.
What do these two have in common? Well, they both like women.
People keep asking Pounder, who is visiting from Seattle, what he thinks of Kansas City. And some of your responses are...
I think it's very nice, the people are very friendly, but the potholes,
man. Right!
Welcome.
What is going on?
Yeah.
This city is falling into itself.
Yeah, seriously.
What? It's being eaten from the underside. Does this happen a lot?
Yeah, well, okay. And Pounder, I'm sorry. You came in town when we got ice and snow, and that's going to make it even worse, so I apologize. But yeah, no, this is par for the course. The pothole par for the course.
Does this happen every winter?
It happens every day. It's not much better when it's sunny in 75 in June. It's about the same.
Potholes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't want to think that I was crazy because it's just every moment.
Because you're downtown too, right?
Yeah, that's a giant hole.
Ugh.
too.
Driving to work with her, I'm like on a Disneyland ride. She's always swerving, and I'm like, what in Seattle, if there's one pothole, there's a city council meeting, the whole freaking city is like, fix this pothole.
City council meeting at the Starbucks.
Yes. I'm like, there's like eight on one little patch of asphalt.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Well, this is we're not the only people with this problem, because there's a new story on
lots
it.
And lots of potholes deeper. I'm driving like this back and forth, bobbing and weaving.
I've had to go in yes. twice and get a tire repaired.
It seems like they just can't keep up.
Well, that's pretty accurate.
I just love bob and weave.
Bob and weave. Box in.
There we go.
But you can't bob and weave. It's like the second you bob and weave, the next thing you know, you're in somebody else's lane.
Or another pothole.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. It was Shawnee Mission Parkway was really bad for a while.
Our parking lot is really bad.
Yeah, look, there's a car going right now. It's gonna go.
Is that a cop?
Not.
Might be.
Why is that the first thing? Okay.
Well, listen.
Back to Shawnee Mission Parkway.
He's gonna go clean
Shawnee Mission Parkway was a minefield.
Last week,
a patching crew was dispatched, and already some of the same spots have busted open again.
So, I'm fine if there's a reason. If I know why things are happening or why things are not happening, then it makes me feel a lot better than when I don't know. You know, it's just like everybody, this is laziness. Do they just not want, do I need to go fix this?
It's honestly, it's become a part of who we are now. I mean, what didn't kill you make stronger? Get rich or die trying. What up, 50? So, I think it's honestly toughened us up. We hoard.
What are you
now.
Talking about? No, it's banging up the bottoms of our cars.
How bad do you want it? This is that Midwest mentality. We rugged. We are rugged individuals, Jordan.
I lived in L.A.
Oh, here she
if
goes.
You don't do your job, they bring you out back and shoot you.
well, maybe that's
there's
what happened.
There's no excuses.
Well, with that mentality, nothing will get fixed, Jordan.
No, that's why on the West Coast. Well, stuff like this doesn't happen.
Didn't Domino's put out that whole commercial? Like, we're fixing potholes.
Yeah!
Let's get the pizza to your door.
Damn
it. It takes Domino's to get infrastructure done in America. That's a whole different thing. Oh my God.
You want to know the worst part of what you just said? That was in Burbank. That commercial was shot in Burbank right by where I'm talking about.
Was it really?
Yes. But here's the reason why there's so many potholes out there.
We've had a lot of freeze and thaw. Your water will get back down in your pavement. Yep. It could get underneath your patch. And when it gets cold, as you know, ice expands, mm-hmm. and that'll push the material back up out of the roadway.
We went to that science class. You remember that, Jordan?
No.
No.
I was drunk.
That's what, you know, that's what happens. It freezes and it thaws.
True.
And you get bigger holes.
Truth.
That's how they work on Grindr, so.
I want hashtag freeze and thaw.
Is that your name on Grindr?
Yes.
No, but here's the thing. So the same trucks that salt when it's all icy and snowy are the same trucks that they use to do the repairs. They just have to take off all the salting stuff and clean it out really well. So, these poor workers.
They are doing the Lord's work. Hey, good job, fellas.
Yeah.
And ladies, everybody who's doing that, man, you deserve the best.
So, I'm going to stop complaining and just...
Hey, I hear Kansas side's pretty good. Text line says, Olathe is perfect. Quit bragging. Some of us are struggling over here.
Some of us drive a Mini Cooper.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
So excited to talk about the Westminster Kennel Club dog show.
You're waiting all show just to get to the best in show.
On Sunday, we got the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, it was the Westminster dog show, which I don't smoke weed, but wow. If I did, that looks like a fun thing to watch.
Sure is.
Because
it sure is.
They're just little.
Yep.
The big dogs, whatever. They're fine. They're cute. They look beautiful. I have no idea what the good dogs look like, but.
You mean the goodest boys?
The goodest girls. Doggos?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. But when we saw the little toy.
The toy group.
Wait, what? Is that a category?
Yes. Like the little chihuahuas. Okay. And then these big puffy things that just go, ah.
One more time. What was that?
Nope. But we're going to get to that. First, though, this is our absolute last humanly possible set of people that we can push into the Truman tomorrow before the fire team, men, women, fire people, or the fire people.
Associates?
Yes, the fire associates say, this is too many people in this building to see Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Rat! Cut it off!
Yeah. Like, literally, like, you can't hit us up on anything. This is our absolute last pair of Rainbow Kitten Surprise tickets.
A sold-out Rainbow Kitten Surprise show.
Mm-hmm. No surprise anymore.
Jordan.
Pounder, what's the phone number here?
I knew you were going to quiz me on that again. 5.
Yep.
7.
Yep.
6.
Yep.
7, 9, 6, 5.
Boom! That's day 2, my man.
Yeah, right. He wasn't looking into a crystal ball. He was looking over at what I'd already written. What number are we taking?
Oh. All right, we did 13 already. Mm-hmm. Let's do, I don't know, let's do caller. What's going on? Anything relevant in the news with a number in it? What you got?
3. Yeah, because I'm tired.
3 it is.
Let's see how many days Hartzell can go without getting in a fight on Twitter. Let's see how many days Jordan Silver can go without mentioning you-know-who on The Buzz.
Hello, The Buzz.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
I'm working out in Leavenworth Public Works where we are doing salt trucks that are used to also repair the roads in the summertime.
How much are we going to sell this guy ticket?
We can make like at least a cool 40, 50, right? Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Joking. You win.
Sweet. Thank you.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
I can't yell at you anymore for the drumming, air drumming.
What'd I do?
You were air drumming. Remember earlier?
Oh, yeah.
A person was calling up for tickets and you're just like, bam, 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 bam.
It's a good song.
It's a good song.
Want to play along.
Now that you're gone.
I know. That's fine. This is just me rehearsing. That's all.
Raconteurs.
Yeah.
On The Buzz.
An explosion of sound at the end there. How's that feel, Jordan?
Speaking of explosion.
What a transition.
So earlier today.
Now that she's back.
And earlier today.
And Flo.
Mm-hmm. Earlier today, around 6:21, Hartzell got a nosebleed. And his mother, who's a nurse,
yeah,
suggested that you use a tampon.
My mom's a badass. She's like, just stick one in there and move on. I was like, okay,
stick
mom.
Stick one in there and move on.
I was like, I'm your child. I'm your baby boy shedding blood from my nose on the radio. Just tampon and move on. All right, mom.
But I was like, no, you can't waste one of those on your nose. And then you go in the other prod room and you pull out. You're like, I got you, girl. I got you. I'm sorry. You know, I don't have any sisters. Wait, right?
Can you tell I don't have any sisters?
Yeah, you don't have any sisters.
I sure do not.
I can tell you don't have any sisters.
I sure do not.
Pounder, you have a mother, but you have a brother.
A brother. I think we all have mothers, don't we?
Shut up.
Points, Pounder. Points again. Well, Pounder's leading the race today.
At least you know who yours is.
Oh.
No, I look just like mine. I don't even need a test. But Hartzell goes into the other room. He's like, he comes back with his package, throws it at me, and he's like, I got you, girl. It's like grandma, mom, pads.
I didn't know what to do. It says it's made for that reason.
Grandma, mom, ones.
It looks like it does the job.
Might as well run to Target and get me some diapers.
It's no Pearl. I'll give you that, but it takes care of it.
I'm proud of you. Would you, if your girlfriend ever, would you be the kind?
Oh, I've already done it. I got a box in the car,
just for her.
Mm-hmm. In case of emergencies, because she likes to share too. She's a giver, so she goes to the bathroom. You know, she likes to help the ladies out. She's so nice. She's good.
She's nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's very nice.
I've never understood why men are so afraid to buy tampons.
Right.
That's not. We're not saying those words. Oh. They're things.
Listen, sorry, when my lady is shedding, it's my I want to make sure she's okay. You know?
Do you want to know something horrible? I don't think you were in the room yet. I don't think you were in the room. But I told Pounder that my tummy wasn't feeling well, which is usually the first part.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, why don't you just get a hysterectomy?
These are options, Jordan. These are options.
So then I go, you grow a beard. And you said,
I can grow a beard, but I don't like beards on my face.
And what does that have to do with your hysterectomy?
Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
Pounder just brought that one on to him.
Yeah.
Right over my head.
No, Poundy, when you grow a beard,
I'm sorry.
Once you get in.
How you feeling?
I feel horrible.
Can I just say this? I don't know how you do it. I don't know how ladies do this. Every week. Once a week.
There would be no ladies. Ladies would have died off a long time ago if this happens every week.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
You know, we kind of take advantage of the fact that we do this 24/7 and we forget that people kind of tune in and tune out.
Yeah.
All the time, so they don't know about the podcast.
Hopefully more tuning in than tuning out. We only ask for so much. We don't ask for much.
That is a good point. That is a very good point.
That listen longer thing. But yeah, podcast. Yes.
So I got a message. Just got it on Instagram. I'm super bad at this sort of thing. Just trying to find your podcast, but I can't. Can you help me figure it out? I have an iPhone and trying to do it through the podcast app. So first thing that I want to say is if you're looking for our podcast and you can't find it, get a hold of Hartzell or I, and we will gladly give you the link.
Well, first things first. Thanks for looking it up. That means you're interested, so thanks for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best. You guys are amazing.
So then second on the list, according to Hartzell. No, he's right, though. Thank you for thank you very much for doing that. But yeah, just hit us up. We'll give you the direct link if you need it, if you can't find it. It's in a couple places.
Yes, it is.
965thebuzz.com.
Yeah, just the basic website. Should be right there. Podcast audio.
Mm-hmm.
Think towards the bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm. You can download on your smartphone the radio.com app.
That thing's, I'm not even trying to plug it. It's actually kind of dope.
Yeah,
like, it's actually rather useful.
You can go anywhere you want in the world and still stream the buzz. And I don't know what else is on there because there's only one thing that matters.
And I'll just say this. It's much better than our last app. Because I know we had some flack back then. But I will
tell
you,
that's right.
Yeah, much better. Much, much, much better.
I almost didn't take the job because I was like, what the hell is this?
It's rough. It was.
I didn't know I was going back to 1992 JavaScript.
Look around you, Jordan. What do you expect?
Not a Windows 98 computer in the bathroom. But no, you're right. The radio.com app is way easier to use.
Yeah.
Just search the buzz when you get there. If you have an iPhone, the Purple Podcasts app on your iPhone, not iTunes, on your iPhone.
Paint me that picture, Jordan. Paint me a picture of my screen.
It's a purple square that has a little person with no arms.
Oh.
And then two circles around it.
Wow. I can see it. My eyes are closed, but I can see it.
Purple podcast app.
Say that fast.
Purple people leader. Purple podcast app.
That works.
Thanks. So the purple.
See, you're doing so good.
All right, you try it three times then.
Purple podcast person. What was the thing?
So just click the purple podcast app button, which comes with your phone, with your iPhone. And then search in the bottom, search JSAF. JSAF or Jordan Silver, if you can spell my name correctly, which most people around Kansas City do. I love going to the boards where people are totally ripping us a new one.
Yep.
And then it says Jordan with an I, Jordan with an I. And I'm just like,
I'll give them that. You know, if you're going to say we suck, at least spell our name right. That's Hartzell with two L's, by the way. Come on.
Hartzell with two L's, Jordan with one I.
If you're going to throw shade, just make sure it's right. Come correct.
No, they usually are.
Yeah,
believe me, in any other city I've ever lived, they spell it with an A, Jordan.
Well, then it's not you then. They're not even talking to you. Talk to somebody else.
Oh, so then that means they really mean it.
That Jordan? Oh, they hate that girl. She sucks.
Well, you know there was a Jordan Silver, right?
Nope.
And she writes naughty books. And they're bad.
It's a you.
It's like, a not a me.
Like a dinosaur porn kind of deal?
No, one was called Southern Star, which was a shame because I was living in the South at the time. So people were like, this is really you.
Mm. Southern Star, a memoir for Jordan Silver. That's what that means.
There were straight people. I don't know what's going on with that.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, so our podcast, you can check it out. It's got the entire show minus the music.
So I want to see what you've been writing in those journals. Because you got like six of them here, and we already established that you clearly have a porn career in writing.
What? When did we?
We just said that Southern Star is you. You are Jordan Silver.
I am Jordan Silver with an I. Mm-hmm. And also, now that we've got that established, let me just plug my Instagram because there's a link to
smooth
our podcast on my bio.
Smooth, girl. That was smooth as hell.
Instagram.com/Jordan with an I, Silver.
Even though I have an iPhone, I'd like to let everyone know. Android,
That's right. Equal Opportunity Podcast. That's right.
Google Music app, I believe.
Google Play. Yeah. Look at us speculating blindly.
Since I was visiting, and I was like, Mom, you should listen. And she has an Android. But I found the podcast there.
On Google Play.
Yes. So you can use your Android.
You have no excuses now. That's what we're trying to say. No excuses.
No, you can't talk to them like, you can't thank them first and then talk to them like that.
You're going
to
have a good time. We're going to have fun.
So.
Like and subscribe.
Instagram.com/Jordan Silver with an I. The podcast is linked up there. And yeah, what did we talk about today?
We talked about a lot of stuff today. I thought we had a pretty good Tuesday, Jordan.
I really liked today's show. It would be a fun one to listen back to.
Yeah.
We talked about, I'm in the process of being inducted. Is that the right word?
Induced. If it's the Illuminati, then it's not an induction. It's a, what's a good word for
what
that?
What is that word?
I have...
Indoctrination?
I'm so mad at you. I have left my body. I'm floating above this room. Induced. I thought that was going to be a girl time joke.
Are you having an out-of-body experience because of Illuminati?
No, because of me.
Oh, damn. Okay.
It's Jordan Silver and friends in the morning on The Buzz.
Mo. Blur.
Is it Mo or Moo? Someone said it's Moo.
Whatever. What do you want? I thought we were done with the radio show.
No, no, no. I told you I had... things to report for today. You tried to call me out this morning, and I told you I would bring you my homework today.
I just opened these files that you sent me, 1 and 2.
I just want you to know that I said today, and we still have 3 minutes left in the show, so...
What are you talking about?
So this is not late work. This is not late work at all.
What are you talking about?
You told me... Well, I told you yesterday at the end of that 99 song by Barnes Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
He goes through a whole list of things that remind him of his childhood of 1999. Well, all those things he said were... not even remotely done in 1999. Yeah, let's go ahead and play that audio if you get a chance, because I really worked hard on this.
I'm putting your mic on, Tierney, just so that you are here for whatever this is.
This is journalistic.
I don't want to know what this is.
This is journalism.
Whatever you sent me as track one, mm-hmm. as thing one, mm-hmm. I'm going to play that right now.
Nintendo, nope. 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 All those things were not made in 1999. Nintendo? 1985, y'all.
Yes, it was. I remember that Christmas.
Who's playing with their Atari in 1999? No one, because it came out in 1977.
I said that.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to confirm it. Sega? Mm-mm. 1989, y'all. That's 89, not 99. Mm. You're 10 years off.
Okay, so what's part two?
Well, keep playing it. Nope, that's 80s. Voodoo economics? That's Reaganomics. That's the 80s. This song is a lie.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit more about Barnes Courtney and his
horrible
history lesson?
Well, he's 28 years old and clearly never took a history class.
He's British.
Oh, so he's confused. Oh, let's see what they got across the pond. Oh, you know what? Maybe in his defense, they got it late. Maybe that's it. They got everything late.
That could be. So if you're confused, you're British?
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm British?
He's from England.
1985, 77, 89, 40. Ferrari's 1947.
And he was born in 1990. So he could have possibly had these things.
Yeah, but the way he phrased it.
Wait a minute. Give me those numbers again.
Nintendo, 1985.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Atari, 1977.
Uh-huh.
Sega, 1989. Ferrari, 1947. Sony, by the way, 1946. And Voodoo Economics was clearly in the 80s.
Sony. Oh, Sony. Yes, you're right.
Sony, 1946.
Give me that last one. Give me the last one. After 46, after Sony.
Voodoo Economics. It's an 80s thing. That was Ronald Reagan.
Okay, let me do some math here. Hold on.
Born in England. Mm-hmm. Seattle. Moved back to the UK when he was 15.
And, you know, because of inflation, maybe they got it late.
So he would have been in the States in 99.
That's not how that works, by the way. Yeah. The way he phrased it, it's like he was spending an afternoon in 99 playing with his Atari.
Wait, hold on. Do you think that this is a secret message from the Illuminati?
Tomorrow morning. Jordan Silver and friends.
Counter is still here for one more day.
The last hurrah.
I'm excited. And Hartzell, who the hell is Sean?
Sean? Sean is me.
No, your name's Hartzell.
Or is it?
Jordan Silver and friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.